This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Boy, don't we all feel just a little bit more aggressive today? I tell you, we got a lot to talk about, especially with the thousands of people that have had to be rescued in Houston. But before we get to what's been going on in Southeast Texas, I tell you, man, Saturday night's fight, it really got your heart pumping. For those of us who watch a Mayweather-McGregor fight, not displeased, right, with the festivities, shall I say. It was a phenomenal fight and some surprises, and it blew my mind. My problem is I lost some money, okay, and I'm very, very upset that I lost money. And the reason why I lost money, and don't call me an idiot, okay, I knew Mayweather would win, right? Whether it was knockout or whatever, I knew Mayweather would win. So new, meaning deep down in my heart, my instinct, you know, because I'm pretty good at calling it with sports. So I go down to the sports book to put money on Mayweather. And I guess it was like -600, or basically I would have to drop, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars to actually see something really big and decent for my win. And I wanted to put $50, $100 on it because I'm not really a betting woman. I don't really take a lot of risk if I don't have to. You know, even with Spanx, I'll only buy the one brand and the one color I like because I just need to trust that it'll work. So what ends up happening is, obviously, since, you know, everybody was going to call it for Mayweather, since, you know, he's in shape, this is his arena, this is his turf, this was in Las Vegas, you know, and Conor McGregor, awesome athlete, I mean, just phenomenal. He just blew our minds, the UFC lightweight champion. But he, you know, apparently the odds were, it wasn't even worth, you know, putting money down just on a straight McGregor fight unless you're putting thousands down. So I was with hubby. And he's like, well, you know, what do you think? Do you think it's going to be a knockout, or do you think it's going to be judge's call? And I'm like, well, you know, Conor McGregor's good. Maybe judge's call. So I put money on that. Oh, no. See, I know I shouldn't have. I just don't get it. All right, so now we're watching the fight. And no Justin Bieber, so I was really relieved about that one. Remember last time you had to see Justin Bieber all over the place? Like, why is camera on Justin Bieber? I didn't understand the face mask Mayweather was wearing. You know, he had this face mask on, and I wouldn't have done that. He's a good-looking guy. Just let us see your face. I don't understand the mask. I did think the ropes were pretty cool. A lot of bling. McGregor had a tattoo of his name on his chest. And I don't understand that. Okay? We know who he is. You know, do you really have to tattoo your name? What if you have to change your name? You know, I thought that was pretty, you know, daring of him. You know, McGregor. But it helped us, you know, just in case we got confused as to who's fighting who. And I got to tell you, Conor McGregor, you know, the beginning, he was just, I mean, all over him. He did a lot of banging on his head and, you know, on the back of his head. So he got in trouble a couple times. But, you know, he had an amazing reach. He looks like he had amazing stamina. And Mayweather didn't look so good. But then we were like, wait a second. You know, this guy, he's a pro. He knows what he's doing. You know, maybe he could kick this guy's butt so fast that we didn't want another Tyson-type fight where it's over in like 2 seconds. So what ended up happening was he let it go until about, I think, round 7, and then he started to lay into him. And I think what he did is he waited until McGregor started to poop out a little bit. And the fatigue, and watching the fatigue set in, you know, as quickly as it did. I mean, for us, we were, what, 20, 30 minutes into the fight. We're like, what, he's tired already? Come on! I mean, because we were ramped up. There was chips and, you know, popcorn all over the place, and I was smacking my friends upside the head because they were making fun of me for the stupid bet that we put down. And, you know, I don't know, we were just hyped up. I almost peed on myself 3 times jumping up. But here's the thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, I was underwhelmed with the actual punches. It looked like, you know, it looked like powder puff type. Oh, I don't know how to explain it. It, you know, in Rocky, when you watch Rocky, that's probably the biggest problem for my generation. All right. Our first exposure to boxing wasn't really Muhammad Ali. It was Rocky. And so you would hear boom. There would be some percussion with every punch. You would see slow motion mouth go to the side. You would see sweat and snot fall out of their face during the Rocky movies. So here I am, and everybody's like, whoa, whoa. And I look back at the screen, and I'm like, what happened? I don't see any blood. I hardly see any sweat. I don't see any, you know, slow-mo mouth movement or, you know, that kind of stuff. And you don't see that. And I guess, you know, and so I think the gloves, and I think the way we watch boxing now, it just doesn't look as, you know, violent and meaty as, you know, we're accustomed to in the movies. And so I had to keep telling myself, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then, you know, it was heartbreaking. Starting to see McGregor start to kind of fall and stumble around, and then they called it. It was, and then that's the other thing too, okay? When they end the fight, the average person's like, what, is it over? Again, no music. No, da, 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 none of that. So all of a sudden we're like, oh, they call it? I guess it's over. And then all of a sudden everybody runs on the, you know, into the ring. And so I don't know what it is. Is it because, you know, we need a musical soundtrack? Is it because people like me don't really understand what the hell is going on in boxing? Yeah, you're shaking your head. You think that's what it is? But anyway, it was a good fight. It's just, man, when we got out of that house, we were just ready to kick some butt. I wanted to, you know, Rocky eyes or Mayweather eyes some people. I just wanted to, you know, But, you know, for those people that were saying, you know, 40, Mayweather's too old. People in their 40s are still pretty young, still pretty perky. We still got it, but kudos to McGregor. I thought he did a phenomenal job. This wasn't even his turf, and he did amazing. So, exciting night. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, really, really frightening stuff what's going on with Hurricane Harvey and what we're seeing in Texas and now Louisiana, okay? Can't forget about Louisiana. Actually, Trump has already declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. So let's break down what's going on. So Tropical Storm Harvey, right, had come across the Atlantic. I think was floating around Mexico, quieted down, and then all of a sudden resurged in the Gulf of Mexico as a tropical storm and then a hurricane. By the time it made landfall a little bit northeast of Corpus Christi, Texas, that was about 9:45 p.m., it was at Category 4 strength with winds of 130 miles an hour. Then it moved offshore and then made landfall again at the shore of Campano Bay. At that point, it was about a Category 3 hurricane. So we had torrential rain and winds and flooding that ensued almost instantly. They said that it stretched along the state's Gulf Coast from Corpus Christi to Houston, and inland to Austin and San Antonio, and of course parts of Louisiana are now getting hit with rain. Thus far, from what we're being told, at least 5 people have been killed, more than a dozen injured. 2,000 people have had to be extracted from dangerous waters. And I believe we have 30,000 residents currently displaced. Remember, Houston is the 4th largest city in the United States. And Houston did not order evacuations before the storm. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if they thought they were, you know, far enough away. Somebody was describing in the news how, imagine a storm hitting New York City and flooding being all the way up to Boston. And they described that's why, you know, they might not have thought that Houston was going to be hit as hard. You know, the eye of the storm was supposed to hit Rockport. That's about 188 miles away from Houston. So people thought they had, maybe people thought that they, you know, it was just going to stay on the coast. You know, they predicted that the storm would go up to Houston, but I don't think anybody realized the amount of water and the amount of damage. Right now, they're saying still countless residents are trapped in homes that are flooding. They said people fled to higher floors than to roofs. The Coast Guard has rescued many so far. Chief Art Acevedo of the Houston Police Department told residents to not take shelter in their attics unless you have an axe or a means to break through your roof, right? Because you go up to the attic and then, that's scary stuff. Emergency dispatchers have been overwhelmed. People were even pleading for help on social media. They were saying that the 911 was working, but, you know, everybody was calling. You know, there's water in my house, there's water in my house. And they were like, you know, please, if we could kind of, limited to the more life-threatening calls. And, you know, they must have been overwhelmed. They're working 24/7 and, calls coming in and, you know, everybody's scared. And that's the other thing too. You could be stuck in your car and go, you know what, man, I'm okay. No, maybe not. You could be the one, that drowns. One of the first casualties was somebody that was in their car, that was just driving and, you know, there weren't any traffic barriers up yet. Right? That's the other thing, too. I think we rely so much on traffic barriers, and we rely so much on the city that when we don't see signs, we're like, oh, we're good. And what people have to remember is the government can only do so much, right? And they can't always save us. I know, that's a shock, isn't it? Yeah. And so, you know, just because you see, you know, water and you see flooding, you think your car is high enough, doesn't necessarily mean that it's drivable. It just means that emergency crews can't get out there to start blocking off, you know, and saying don't drive here. And I guess a very common slogan and phrase they say is turn around, don't drown. So unfortunately, somebody went forward and got stuck and drowned in their car, trying to escape their car. So, you know, you see these photos of people trying to push cars and people using blow up toys and like balls, beach balls, and rafts, etc. And right now, residents are still trying to assess the damage. You see these winds. You even saw some tornadoes. I mean, you know, these homes are devastated, not only from flooding. And I don't think people realize how bad this was going to be. They said it was going to be bad, but just like the boy who cried wolf, we were talking about this last week. You know, every time they go, oh, it's going to be a bad hurricane, it's going to be a bad hurricane, you know, people notice, oh, no, it's fine. There were some puddles, but we're good. And I think we might have had a little situation with Boy Who Cried Wolf on this one. And unfortunately, now, you know, we have a lot of people suffering and a lot of people did not evacuate. They say some areas see more than 50 inches of rain. President Trump has responded to the storm. From what I understand, he and his wife, Melania, are going to be coming out to Texas tomorrow. Houston has opened its convention center as a mass shelter. They say tens of thousands of people spent the weekend in the shelters. They say here Houston's downtown showcase convention center, the George W. Brown Convention Center, is now a place of respite and a place of safety. People are being told they can't bring their pets. I'm not sure where the pets are going, but you're seeing pictures of people being turned down that they can't bring their pets. And I understand that. You know, you can't have, they may have to have a separate room. I'm not sure what they do with pets in this situation, but, you know, you can't have dogs and cats and everybody fight. You know, the shelter can, the shelter can't control, you know, animals going after each other and getting people caught in the meantime. 2,000 people have been rescued from flooding, including 185 critical rescue requests still pending as of this morning. 30,000 people displaced. Massive dump trucks plucked people from flooded homes, delivered them downtown. American Red Cross is working overtime. You have agencies like United Blood Services and groups all over sending supplies and, you know, blood, etc. We'll talk to you guys about how you can help. What's going on with Louisiana is it says Trump has declared a state of emergency for Louisiana as they're getting hit with rain from Tropical Storm Harvey. They said President Trump has ordered federal assistance to supplement state, tribal, and local response efforts. He allowed the FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, to coordinate all disaster relief efforts. And they say parts of Louisiana can get as much as 25 inches of rain. So what's happening? How much longer is this going to go on? Well, they say it's still lingering. We're still talking days. You know, from what we understand, the rain is still, if you watch the satellite pictures, you still see a lot of red. So there's still a lot of moisture. And as it turns towards Louisiana, goes east, it could still pick up more moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. And so they're saying, the flooding right now was still the tip of the iceberg. They can expect much more as the rains will still continue. And usually rains continue a day or two after the hurricane anyway. So while the hurricane is still sitting there, and now it's downgraded obviously to a tropical storm, but as it still lingers, we still have that plus the day or two afterwards. So they say forecasters are warning more rain, rising rivers, and floodwaters, and they expect more streets to swallow in neighborhoods and even more people being displaced from their home. So, you know, what could you do to help? Well, obviously the American Red Cross could, you know, use your help. If you're in the area, they could use you as a volunteer. If you're out of the area, please send money. All right, they could buy supplies with the money. You know, when Superstorm Sandy hit, we tried to collect supplies, to ship out, like cans of food and clothes, et cetera. Unfortunately, they couldn't really take on all these boxes of supplies, okay? They said, just send us money. And we're like, well, what do we do with all the supplies here? And, these supplies could help our local charities who need to shunt resources to the area. So if you do have, let's say you don't have money to donate, but you do have blankets and clothes, etc., bring it to your local Salvation Army as well. Salvation Army would love to take it, you know, because they could use it for their local people while they, send resources to the area. So, anything you guys can do to help would be great. Salvation Army could also use money, Red Cross, donate blood. Okay. Donating blood. This is exactly the time when they need it. All right. Even if flood victims don't need blood, although many times they can go into shock, with what they're experiencing, we have to remember that 30,000 people being displaced and floodwaters and storms, you're not having people go and donate very easily, especially if some of the blood centers have to be closed down. So when you have blood centers closing down, you have thousands of blood pints not being prepared and not getting donated. So if you could donate blood, I would really encourage you to do that. Multiple governors have already declared state blood donation days for National Blood Donation Week coming up. God bless them. We're expecting more. And for those of you interested in donating blood, go to my website at drdahlia.com, and we'll get you set up on where you can donate. Thank you, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DrDahlia.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So let's lighten the mood a little bit. We have a 79-year-old Canadian man who has run his 100th marathon. Roger McMillan will become 80 years old October 3rd. But he celebrated early this year, hitting his 100th marathon this weekend. He's from Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta. and he completed the 2017 Edmonton Marathon Sunday, marking his 100th official completion, right? Of since he ran first, let me see. I thought he was running his whole life. Maybe they say he started running back in May 2006. They say he started running while serving in the military, but he didn't catch a running bug until years later when he became envious of a co-worker's marathon swag. He said, I was working in an office up in Fort McMurray, and a guy kept coming in to work with running T-shirts on, and I wanted one. So I entered a 10K race, got my T-shirt. I couldn't walk for about a week, but I was hooked. It is. It's pretty addictive. These people that are addicted to marathons, it's crazy. So in his 11 years of marathon running, where he'll go to New York City or Dublin or whatever, he even ran 3 marathons in 3 weeks once. And what he does is slow and steady. And I just, wow. And, you know, for some of you going, so that's the key to long life. It's great. I see somebody behind him crossing the finish line in a wheelchair. So that means, you know, even people in wheelchairs are doing marathons. Very, very cool. I like the marathon thing. I've never run a marathon. And I used to run not cross country, but sprint type stuff. And I'm not, my knees are shot. I could not even, I probably would pass out by mile 2 at this point. I'm just not in the shape I used to be. And, marathon runners, they really, and you don't even have to be in the best shape. That's the thing. People who are in marathons, they could be overweight. They could be out of shape. I don't even care if you walk or if you do a slow little baby jog. But I think that's the problem. People think, well, if I'm going to be in a marathon, I need to be a decathlon athlete. I need to be a, Olympian. You actually don't have to be. What I do suggest, however, is you have your heart checked and you make sure that your heart doctor is keeping an eye on you and that your heart can handle you being at maximum heart rate for the 40 minutes or 2 hours or whatever it takes you to get through the marathon, however long it is. And that's always a concern. You'll hear about people doing marathons and dying because their heart just couldn't handle it or something went wrong with the electricity and it's scary stuff. But this particular case, he's smiling as he reaches the finish line. It's a great picture of him. And way to go, Roger. And early happy birthday to you there. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a lot of you guys love Whole Foods. You just don't go like me because it's too expensive. Well, now that Amazon has taken over, they say Whole Food prices have dropped up to 43% on its first day. So Amazon bought the grocery chain, and it's an upscale grocery chain, for about $13.7 billion. Is that a good deal? I don't know. And even the avocados got cheaper. They say at the store, let's say in Manhattan, organic Fuji apples were marked down to $1.99 a pound from $3.49 a pound. Organic, yeah, I know. What, I don't know if I would still spend $2 a pound on apples. I think I could get them for 59 cents a pound at my store. Anyway, but still, organic avocados went from $1.99 each, down from $2.79. Organic rotisserie chicken fell from down to $9.99 from $13.99. Some bananas were slashed down to 49 cents per pound. The markdown items had orange signs reading Whole Foods plus Amazon. The signs listed the old price and then the new price saying more to come. The responsibly farmed Atlantic salmon fillet, that's a big popular one. That dropped from $15 a pound down to $10 a pound. Organic large brown eggs went from $4.29 down to $3.99, which isn't a bad price. The animal welfare rated 85% lean ground beef went from $6.99 down to $4.99. So I got to tell you, I really dig the whole organic thing. I like less pesticides, less chemicals. Every now and then when I can eat kosher, I love that the food was packaged and the animal was killed in the most humanely way possible. I know that seems like an oxymoron, but, you know, when we kill an animal, we try to kill them such that they have no pain whatsoever. You know, like you lift cows up upside down, the blood will, come to the head. And then when you do the cut, across the head, across the neck, it has to be the sharpest, cleanest knife. So you could do it in one stroke and, bleeding from the jugular, instantaneously they could die without pain. And so, you know, I get how people want to eat foods that have a lot of thought in the preparation of it and the cultivation of it and the killing of it. And I think that's pretty cool. Do I think it's cool enough to spend the extra few bucks per pound? I did originally, you know, and I walked into a store and my little baby bag was close to $100. And, you know, even though I liked it, I just couldn't continue to pay that. They say Amazon Echo, the voice-activated electronic assistant, was also on sale at the store, $99. And the Echo Dot, a smaller version, was being sold for $45. So this Amazon buying Whole Foods, you know, Amazon wants to, you know, compete with the grocery market, okay? You know, you can, you know, be the biggest distributor of products and clothes and makeup and shampoo and, you know, underwear and whatever the heck people buy at Amazon, electronics. But what is the one thing that people will always need, no matter what happens in terms of fads and, you know, economy, et cetera? They'll always need food. And so I think Amazon, you know, foresees what a lot of us foresee, that, you know, we could have some economic collapse, we could have some major issues coming up later, and for them to be involved in the food market allowed them to stay afloat when, you know, the storm comes. And plus they can make a lot of money now. What's going to happen with smaller stores? Well, you know, the reason why people went to Smith's and Albertsons and, you know, and these other grocery stores is because the food was good. The food was reasonable. You start having organic foods and these popular high-end foods starting to meet regular supermarket prices. Not to mention you have the free samples and you have the big display. Like Whole Foods, you just smell the food when you walk in. They really do a nice job. Smith's is stepping it up now. Also, having free samples and, you know, making it a little bit more inviting. You know, Costco and Sam's Club, you know, they were trendsetters with that. Go to Sam's Club and you can sample this and sample this. People love samples, right? It's like a little farmer's market, so it's pretty cool. They say cutting prices at the chain was such an entrenched reputation for high cost Whole Food that its nickname was Whole Paycheck. And so Amazon taking over is going to help a lot of people, but it is going to take on competitors like Walmart stores, Kroger, and Costco. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on how things go. I think it's fascinating what we're seeing in today's market. Sprouts is also an upscale grocer. They compete with Whole Foods, and they may also be a consolidation target. Their stocks fell 7.6%. Shares of Walmart, Costco, and Target also went down about 1%, but Amazon shares rose. So, you know, people are kind of concerned about what this could do. I mean, you know, Amazon may just become the most powerful company ever, you know, almost as much as Google. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. W show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Eric wants to know a little bit more about privacy when it comes to purchasing Truvada. He's in a relationship, and he wants to be on Truvada to help protect him from getting HIV. And I guess the story that broke a couple, a few days ago, or last week, where thousands of people's HIV status was accidentally revealed indirectly when, Aetna sent out a whole bunch of letters. And in the window, rather it being just the address and, you know, a blank piece of paper, it talked about how the HIV medications that the person is, you know, purchasing, and then some details on any, you know, the changes that the insurance company has made to those HIV medications, of which Truvada was, I believe, one of them. And so Eric wants to know, you know, a little bit more about, you know, what is supposed to be our responsibility from the medical standpoint in the healthcare setting with your privacy. It's a great question. So, you know, if from a doctor's standpoint, you know, I know exactly what we're supposed to do. I don't agree with what we're supposed to do, but I know what is expected of us. Okay? If you come in saying you would like to be on Truvada, an anti-HIV medication, because your partner has HIV, or you, you know, do not always engage in safe sex, and you want that protection, and you ask for that medication, I, in the chart, you know, have to document that your liver's healthy. We run a blood test to check for your, liver, check for hepatitis, and check your current HIV status. In order to do that, we need to use a code. And that code would be, you know, for exposure or communicable disease contact, or a code that would hopefully get the insurance company to pay for it that is as truthful and honest and ethical a code as we could come up with. Because you can't, you know, fake a code just to get insurance to pay for it. It has to be a code that the person really, really has, and hopefully it's a code that will cover the blood testing initially and then the medication. Right? These codes are supposed to offer you a sense of privacy, right? So when, you know, we fill out a lab form and there's a code on there, right? The lab technician is not supposed to really know what that code is. Their job is just to draw the blood. So you would have that privacy. The billing department is billing a code. Alright, they're not supposed to necessarily know what that code means unless they look it up, but they're supposed to be busy at work and just inputting the code when they send out your electronic record. I believe some electronic records now, or your electronic bill, some electronic health records allow automatic billing from the code that you put in. A lot of doctors don't know how to code, so a lot of doctors won't send out their own bills. They'll have somebody else do it. I really encourage doctors to code themselves, because you don't want a biller like we had that coded pap smear on men. That's a surefire way for you to go to jail when they say, oh, I didn't do it, my boss made me. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're in as much control of the billing as you can be. So, patient Eric goes, gets his blood work done. The lab sends him his results, or actually sends the doctor the results. The results have the patient's name on it. And then it gets to the nurse's desk, and then the nurse has to make sure that that blood work goes into the proper chart. When the blood work reaches the proper chart, then the doctor can review it and then decide what to do. If he decides, oh, great, you know, you don't have hepatitis, you don't have HIV, the liver looks great, we could go ahead and prescribe Truvada for you, then they send a prescription for Truvada with your name on it to a pharmacy. The pharmacy or the pharmacy tech gets that prescription, starts to prepare the prescription, and then have the prescription ready for you. So I've probably listed close to a dozen people being involved in that process of you getting Truvada. And that is going by the book in a doctor's office. I don't know what happens behind the scene in an insurance company office. Okay? You know I kind of, you know, embellished a little bit with, you know, hey, Bob, we got a claim here. I don't know what to do with the claim. You know, we rejected it, and the patient's on the phone mad. Well, what does he want? Well, he wants his Truvada. All right, well, hold on a second. Tell him to hold. Let me go talk to Mary. Mary, that patient, which patient? Eric, blah, blah. He wants to get, well, why don't you tell Eric, blah, blah, to blah, blah, and you know, okay, that's not supposed to happen, but could it? Could. People discuss claims. People discuss, you know, how to get something reviewed, how to get something, and then there's doctors that are present within the insurance companies. And then they, you know, they, you know, need to make a judgment, okay, on whether your MRI or something can be done. And then I'm not sure where letters come in, but I guess at some point insurance companies need to notify their members of a medication, you know, that's either coming, right, if they are, you know, a part of a prescription service, or that a medication was approved, okay, or if there's going to be any changes with that coverage. So, you know, the idea that you have privacy is going away, and you used to have privacy. The doctor used to have the medication on site, not so much HIV medication, but if you needed something for hemorrhoids and you were embarrassed, or if you needed something for an STD, the doctor would either treat you right then and there, right, with silver nitrate going into the penis or giving you a shot of penicillin or whatever they used to do at the time. And then, or they would give you a little baggie with your medicine and you would walk out with the bag. And so you didn't have an insurance company involved because, again, you paid the doctor cash. You didn't have a pharmacist or a pharmacy tech involved. You didn't have a nurse trying to get the insurance company to pay for the medication. You know, the less control you and I have over our own healthcare, and the more people involved, like insurance companies and pharmacies, etc., the less privacy you have. All right? I would love to go back to the olden days where the doctor has medications, he has a blood pressure medication, he has this, he has this, he has this, some Viagra, whatever. You go in, you see him, you buy the medication, and you leave. Privacy. Yes, he has to write it down in the chart, but it's written in a chart. Hopefully the chart gets, you know, shredded in 5 to 7 years without anybody making copies of it. And there's some privacy there. Now, no, it goes into a computer. It's going to be there for life. Could get hacked. You know, it's very frustrating. And I think it's very, very scary for people to think that they just don't have the privacy that they thought they did, which means you have to be prepared to, you know, not have that. I mean, look at what's been going on with Jim Carrey. Everybody knows that he gave somebody herpes. I mean, it's all over the news. Once something gets out there, it's out there. And maybe we just have to be, all right, fine, who cares? Yeah, so I have it. I mean, maybe, you know, we are going to become a society where we're not embarrassed. And, you know, maybe later we're not going to be wearing clothes. You know, at what point we were, you know, nobody cared. You know, if somebody had their period, if somebody had, the whole world knew. Okay. And then we were like, no, we got to wear clothes and we got to cover up and, you know, we have to keep things private and, you know, have sex quietly. And, you know, we started to, become more private, citizens within our society, which I'm for, by the way. Trust me, I don't want to run around naked and I don't think you guys want that either. But now with social media, we're naked again, you know, and we want to be. We first of all, literally, we're even putting our naked butts out there on social media. We're Snapchatting everything, everything. I went to the gynecologist. I threw a picture up there. I was dressed, but I wanted everybody to know that I was getting my pap smear done. I wanted to show how easy it was for everybody to go and do if they wanted to. Not that easy on men, but easy for women. But, you know, this is just, you know, this is what we... You know, this is a society we're in, so we may have to be okay with that. You know, whatever we do with our medical care is going to be technically, you know, in front of tons of people's eyes. Tons of eyes of people. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Rebel. BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.